Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. That's Matthew 3, verses 1 through 6. It says, in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah when he said, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about the Jordan were going out to him, and they were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. What I want to do today is I want to pull out from this section our challenge and just pull out the fact that whatever happened to location, location, location. Those of us who have been in ministry for any length of time have heard the phrase location, location, location. We try to put our churches on the perfect corner in the city so that people will recognize us and see us. And boy, that's the best thing. You need to be in the best location. But John the Baptist preached in the wilderness, and he was out there dressed in crazy clothes and not living like everybody else did. And he was so different. And he preached out in the wilderness of Judea, and people from Jerusalem and all about the Jordan and Judea were going out to him. Folks, let me just tell you, listen closely. For those of you feeling called to ministry, for those of you that are even want to be used of the Lord, preach the word, preach the truth. The people will come. God will send them. They will come. D.L. Moody was asked years ago why so many people came to hear him preach, because he wasn't very tall, he wasn't that impressive looking, and his speech wasn't the greatest. And he simply said this. He said, you set yourself on fire, and some will come just to watch you burn. Folks, Jesus didn't use man's methods. He didn't even advertise. Most of the time when he did the miracles, he would actually tell people, don't tell anybody what I've done. Just go on home or go show yourself to the priest. Don't advertise what's just happened. Because he understood full well that this work of salvation, this work of people coming to him, was a work of the Spirit, not a work of man. And we think that it's a work of the Spirit and a work of man, and that we have to use our man's methods as well. But folks, that goes against the scriptures. Stop thinking that if we do it this way, then the people will come. Listen closely to what the Spirit says and what God says through Paul's writing here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Paul says, and when I came to you, brothers, I did not come proclaiming to you the testimony of God with lofty speech or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might not rest on the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Folks, this is one of the pet peeves, if you will, or passions of my ministry, is that as I travel around and help churches get turned back around to being used of the Lord and walking with the Lord and helping churches get healthy again, I take them back to the Word of God and the power of God, and believing in the fact that if we would just preach this book, live in this book, obey this book, listen to the Spirit of God, be led of His Spirit as He shows us what He would have in each of our situations to do, we would see God do amazing things. But I see too many churches trying all these different, let's have a pack a pew Sunday, or if the young people bring enough people on Wednesday, I'll kiss a pig, or you can cut my tie in half. And we do all these gimmicks to try to get people to come. Let me tell you, Paul said, I didn't even try to use lofty words or human wisdom. I just preached the word of God and the power of the cross. Folks, John the Baptist was preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and everybody was going out to him. Why? Because we don't need man's methods to draw a crowd. We just need the Word of God, which is powerful in and of itself. Over the years, as I've had the privilege of pastoring churches, and they grew tremendously, people would say, how come they're growing? I'd simply just say, because we're preaching and teaching the Word of God. People are hungry to hear the Word of God. And so today's challenge is, are you resting in man's efforts to get people to come? Or are you resting in the fact that if I do what God says, tells me to do, and I'm faithful to the word, he will accomplish his work. The word is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.